Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this newest podcast is called, a podcast episode is called A Variety of Rules for the Israelites. It covers Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 1 through 30. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://BibleInSmallerChunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. But in doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22. Verses 18 through 19, where it says not to add to or take away from anything in the Bible. So I had to be extremely careful about this before ever proceeding with what the Lord had on my heart. But after lots of prayer, what he had on my heart was that I'm not supposed to change the meaning of any of the passages in the Bible. He has shown me ways to add meaning, to add understanding of that meaning. Like, instead of it came to pass, I might put it happened, so people could relate to that better, because it came to pass is not common language. So things like that. And I put those within brackets. But the thing is, I don't tell you about those because those are minor changes, just more current terms. Or sometimes in the Bible, they'll say he spoke to him, and it's difficult for listeners or viewers to figure out who's speaking and who's being spoken to. So at times I think it might be problematic. I might put either, you know, who's speaking, who's being spoken to, or both. Just depends. Anyway, and that will be within brackets. Sometimes I compress, combine, and condense similar words. But there are other times the Lord has it on my heart to add things that might potentially add clarity or paraphrase background information so people will understand what a passage is speaking of, because there are times in a passage that are in a book of the chapter of the Bible, it may refer to something that happened in a previous chapter, but they're kind of dovetailing what happened and saying something connected to that, and it makes it difficult for people to follow what it is or to get the full meaning of what it's related to. So there are times when the Lord has it on my heart to put this information briefly, and I will put it within brackets, and on the blog site you will see there's a different color font, but you can't see that. So I will say within brackets, so you know that goes beyond just the normal putting more current terms or saying who's speaking. It is something that the Lord had on my heart to put there to help you, to help potentially aid in understanding the meaning without changing the meaning. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format. And for the podcast, it makes no difference because it reads just the same. But if you get on the blog site, hopefully you find that beneficial for you. Also, this is only done with lots and lots of prayers and primarily the King James Version Bible, but at times BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources is necessary. If there's a portion that has a red asterisk, I will tell you, and that's for telling of a future event, usually having to do with Jesus Christ, but sometimes it can briefly summarize what that future event is, but other times it's either too far reaching or I can't do it briefly. And in those cases, I want to include that summary. And Jesus's words will be in red, and I will tell you if it is. Okay, a variety of rules for the Israelites. Deuteronomy 22. I forgot to tell you something. Okay, so another thing the Lord had on my heart was not to, because this part of this is to make, what the Lord had on my heart was to make this for people in our busy world. So they have time to listen to the podcast or to view it on the blog site, but not for it to take less time for them because it's always to be for people in our busy world. Anyway, not the people who don't have jobs and they're not involved in a busy lifestyle can enjoy it too. Anyway, back to where my focus is, that he had on my heart not to put repetitive text unless it adds new meaning or it's done for emphasis. In those cases, it'll stay as is, but, or basically as is. But in cases where it doesn't, I don't put the repetitive portion that doesn't add new meaning, and it hasn't been done for emphasis, which changes the verse number. So instead of putting, this is verse 8, this is verse 9, this is verse 10, I, after prayerful contemplation, came to the conclusion with the Lord's assistance, because I didn't know what to do, and to put a range of verses like I have. So this is Deuteronomy, which is the book of the Bible. It's chapter 22, and it's the verses 1 through 30. So what the Lord has on my heart, the pertinent information from chapter 22 to put in this podcast will be there. And so I am now starting to read Deuteronomy 22 verses 1 through 30, a variety of rules for the Israelites. Thanks for bearing with me. I just want to make sure you had that information, because I won't tell you verse numbers as I read. You shall not watch your brother's ox or sheep go astray and hide yourself from them. You shall bring them back to your brother. And brother doesn't necessarily mean your sibling. It means like brethren, other Hebrews. Anyway, if your brother isn't close to you, then you shall bring it to your own house. It shall be with you until your brother looks for it, and you shall restore it to him again. You shall do the same with his mule, clothing, or any lost thing of your brother's that you have found. You may not hide yourself from it. You shall not see your brother's mule or ox fall down by the road and hide yourself from them. You shall surely help to lift them up again. The woman shall not wear what pertains to a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's clothing, for all who do so are detestable to the Lord your God. If a bird's nest is in a tree by the road, or the ground where there are young birds' eggs, or the mother is sitting on them, you shall not take the mother with the young. You shall let the mother go and take the young for yourself, so that it may be well with you and you prolong your life. When you build a new house, you shall make a railing around the edge of your flat roof, so that you don't bring bloodshed upon your house if any man falls from there. Don't plant. Okay, this is an aside. So what they're saying, if somebody gets on your roof, you know, like how we would hire somebody to roof our house. But the Lord has it so that there's a railing around the edge, so it's not so easy for somebody to fall off the roof and get hurt. Don't plant different kinds of seed in your vineyard, or the entire harvest will be defiled. You shall not plow with both an ox and a mule together. You shall not wear clothing of both wool and linen together. You shall make tassels upon the four corners of your outer garment used to cover yourself. If any man marries a wife and is intimate with her and dislikes her and accuses her of not being an innocent maiden, then her father and mother shall bring the proof of her being an innocent maiden to the elders of the city at the gate. Her father shall say, I gave my daughter to this man to marry, and he dislikes her and has accused her, saying he didn't find her an innocent maiden. They shall spread the cloth of proof before the elders of the city, and the elders shall take that man and punish him. They shall fine him 100 shekels of silver and give them to her father and mother, because he brought a bad name upon an innocent maiden of Israel. She shall be his wife, and he can't divorce her all his life. But if it's true and the proof isn't found for the maiden, then they shall bring the maiden to the door of her father's house, and the men of her city shall stone her to death, because she has committed an outrage in Israel by being intimate with someone before she got married. And they're talking about somebody else. that she's been unfaithful. You shall put away evil from Israel. If any man is found lying intimately with a married woman, then both of them shall die. So you put evil out of Israel. If an engaged maiden and a man finds her in a city and lies with her intimately, then you shall bring them both to the gate of the city and you shall stone them to death. The maiden, because she didn't cry out while being within a city, and the man is stoned because he violated another man's wife. So you shall put evil away from among you. But if a man finds an engaged maiden in the field and forces her to be intimate, then only the man shall die, but you shall do nothing to the maiden because she didn't do any sin worthy of death. For this matter is like when a man attacks his neighbor and kills him. For he found the maiden in the field and she cried out, and there was no one to save her. If a man finds an innocent maiden who isn't engaged and grabs her and lies with her intimately, they are found, then he shall give the innocent maiden's father 50 shekels of silver and she shall be his wife, because he has humbled her. He may not divorce her all his life. A man shall not marry his father's wife, and he must not dishonor his father's bed. The next podcast I share will be called Who Cannot Enter the Congregation of the Lord, and it'll cover Deuteronomy chapter 23, verses 1 through 25. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.